Ego operator.
Joined.
Spanish interpreter.
Joined.
Carlton.
Joined.
Morning. Nick. Nick. Matthias. Hello.
This is the operator. Who's on?
This is Carlton Samuels.
Hi, Carlton. We're dialing other people in. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. Good
morning. Hello.
Habla el intérprete en español. ¿Me escucha?
This is Carlton Samuels. I'm in the English channel.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Who's this?
Oh, hello. Yeah, this is the Spanish interpreter. I depressed the...
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Okay, Carlton. Well, Vanda, yeah. She wants us to call her back in 15 minutes. And I think they're getting people in on the Spanos channel right now. So
so I don't intend to start late today.
I know.
I'll start with whoever is there.
I understand. Okay, hope.
Destination of meaningful strategies. Nobody comes on time. I'm not going to make it. It's like early in the morning there, but I'm a chair. Okay, I'm going to wait until. Hello? Hello? The thing says it scans, it does the scan and it says no. I don't understand what you're saying. It does the scan, it says it doesn't see any threats. It could be for all kinds of reasons, but...
Huh?
Could be for all kinds of reasons, but... Hello? Hello?
We're here on the Spanish channel. We have, let's see what they put on here. Yeah, most are ringing to no answer, so I'm trying to find out how many people they have on the Spanish channel that actually did connect.
If we have five or six, I'm going to start the meeting.
Okay, let me find out for you.
Nick.
Joined.
Morning, Nick.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. Do we have a chat for this meeting?
No, we don't have a chat set up.
Well,
and
I'm not
at my desk, so I don't have the thing turned on here.
Frederick Kaboon?
I will make one.
Okay. Fred? Just joined. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Carlton.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Morning, Frederick.
Hello. How are you?
Good. A little early for you, isn't it? About 6 in the morning.
I will not comment.
I need to. Everybody agreed that this was the best time, but I'm not so sure now. It's 8 o'clock here, but... you know, I could do it a little later, even at noon, to facilitate. But everyone thought this was the best time.
Carlton, may I ask who is already on the call, please?
I am not sure. We're getting word from the operator from who's on the Spanish channel, Frederick. But as far as I know, it's just you, Nick, and myself on this channel.
Okay. Do we agree if we can, you and me, or Nick, if he wants to stay, no problem, just if we can...
I'm not hearing you.
Carlton, we have four on the Spanish channel.
We have four on the Spanish channel. Okay.
And I'm getting ready to call Vanda back right now.
Okay.
If it is possible, Carlton, that we stay after the call in order to talk a little bit about the proposal for the Panama meeting.
Yeah. You're almost inaudible, Frederick. You're so quiet.
Yes, I can't hear what he's
Sorry?
Saying.
We can't,
I can't hear
you.
You cannot hear me?
No.
Is it better now?
Yes, it's much better now.
Okay. I was just saying, Carlton, if you don't mind, and if it is possible, if we can stay together on a call after the meeting in order to talk a little bit about the help that we can provide it to you concerning the proposal for the Panama meeting.
Okay.
Okay, there's five on the Spanish channel. Vanda is on her way in. I could not get Jose Alvito Salguero. The one number I had just rings and goes to a...
He did say that he might have been traveling at the time.
Okay.
Vanda?
Okay.
Vanda, Anthony.
Vanda, darling.
Joined.
Hi, Vanda.
Hi.
Good morning, Carlton. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Very well, thank you.
Who else is in the
Nick is here on the channel and Frederick. So there are four of us on the Spanish channel. I understand there are four on the English channel. I understand there are five on the Spanish channel.
Including
I'm waiting for one more person to join so that I have a quorum.
Okay.
And Matthias is on the Spanish channel, by the way.
Oh, Matthias is on the Spanish channel, yes.
We decided we put the Swiss people in the Spanish channel. Non-intuitive, though, that may be. Only in ICANN would you get somebody who's a Swiss Spanish speaker.
Oh, yes. That was a strange one. I would have expected Italian, French.
Yeah, German.
German.
Many things.
Yes, many things, but not Spanish.
Convenient, though. Very useful.
Surely is.
As you see from all of his emails, which I can't read, but smile up every time I see them.
It's lovely. I have to tell you, Nick, it's one of the first things I want to start out of. We made the English translation for some minutes before the ALAC.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very pleasing to me. That's very pleasing to me. We're getting the notes for the teleconference in Spanish now, so that is a major improvement. So we are making some progress. I'm very, very pleased about that.
Well, it's a 50% solution. We got one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, look at
the other one. I think is coming tomorrow. I tried to push them, but
look where we're coming from, huh? I was so pleased a couple days ago to see the Spanish translation of the summary minutes, of the summary. That will help a lot.
Nick?
Yes?
How can switch, for instance, for the Spanish in Quebec? What is the keyboard that I need to press?
What, to change to the Spanish channel?
Yeah, for instance.
You ask Tanya, who is listening to you now, to move you.
Vanda, you want to be switched over?
Yeah, just to talk with the other people over there.
Okay. Hang up. I'll have them call you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hola. Hello?
Not yet, Wanda. I think she has to disconnect you,
well,
then she connects.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see if it's work. No problem for me. Just say hello for the other colleagues in Spanish.
Yeah, Vanda, hang up your phone, and they're going to dial out to you from that channel.
No, so leave me here.
Leave you
it's
on
okay.
English?
Yeah, leave me here. No
you
problem.
Sure?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I just want to say hello for the others.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So I'm told by the Adigo operator that we have surnames only, Barzalo, Leite, Medina, and Langenegger on the Spanish channel.
The Spanish channel, okay.
Say this again.
Barzalo, Leite, Medina, and Langenegger.
Okay, Sylvia. And then Rudy.
Iceland.
Iceland, mm-hmm.
And in an improvement.
Devanand Tilaksing, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Oh, okay, good.
Joined.
So we have Dev on.
Hi.
Oh.
Morning, Dev, how are you?
Hey, Dev.
Good. Hi. Finally
there
got this
is
to work.
Just,
great.
Just so everyone knows, those of you in the Skype chat, Adigo in there is our conference call operator. They've opened a Skype account. So if you get disconnected, you can simply type in the chat, please call me back, and the number, and watch which channel you wish to be on.
Oh. Okay.
Or dial in again yourself on the number in your country, of course.
Mm.
Okay. Very well.
So we have a quorum now?
No, I think I lost two from the Spanish channel.
Vladimir Davalos is now on the Spanish channel.
Davalos is on?
Yep.
I think I'll give him another 2 minutes, and then we're going to call the meeting to order. We're one shy, but... Sound like somebody else joined.
Hello?
Hello?
Oi,
Paulo,
tudo bom?
Wanda?
Nesse minuto não, que eu estou numa outra ligação. Estou sozinha aqui. Posso te ligar em seguida ou é urgente? Tá bom.
Okay, Nick, I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Great.
I hope the translator is ready. By my watch, it is 13:25. This is Carlton. I'm chairing the meeting. I'm calling the meeting to order now. Welcome, everyone. The agenda items has been circulated. And I'm moving for the adoption of the agenda as circulated. Is it agreed? Say yes. We have a response from members on the Spanish channel.
Yes.
Okay. It's okay for me.
From the English channel.
Well, obviously, if I was there, I was present the last one, I would say yes, but this, so. Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's a yes, Deb.
I'll say yes.
Okay. The agenda for the meeting is adopted. Just to go through, roll call. To my knowledge, we have Barcelo, Leyte, Medina, and Davalos on the Spanish channel. Can that be confirmed?
Leyte, yes. Rudy, yes. Natalos, yes. José Luis Barzalo. As well as Pablo Hinojosa.
I didn't hear the last one.
Pablo Hinojosa.
Oh, Carlos Hinojosa. Confirmed. On the English channel...
Banda?
There is Banda, Dev,
yes,
Frederick, Nick, and myself. Apologies for absence. I know that Matthias Altamira and Andres Piazza sent apologies. They would have been traveling. They would try to make the meeting from where they were. Clearly they haven't, so they sent apologies earlier on this week that they might not be able to. As usual, the secretary is going to chair the meeting. So I move to the next item, standing item, the adoption of the meeting summary from the last meeting. Before I ask for adoption, I just want to record my great pleasure in seeing the summary of the last meeting published in Spanish. This is a major development for LACRALO,
yeah.
And I want to thank, on behalf of LACRALO, the secretariat, Nick and his team, that is to say the ALAC staff, secretariat, Nick and his team, especially Matthias, for making this possible for us. It's a major step for LACRALO, and I want to make sure it's recorded that we are indeed grateful for this development. Any comments on that?
No, it's great. It's great to have in Spanish, too.
Thank you.
Using the opportunity to read in Spanish now.
Thank you, Vanda. I do that too. Thank you, Vanda. My colleagues on the Spanish channel.
We're very happy for this advance because this is something that is going to make everybody participate more and is going to be much much more enthusiasm for the RALO activities, Black RALO activities.
Thank you. Same sentiments. I have the same sentiments indeed. as I say, and I'm very happy.
Also, Mr. Basaglio is saying that this is very good for the advances that we have acquired and the support that we definitely need to continue getting, improving the tools that we that are being required as we go along.
Thank you, Jose. That is also endorsed by the chair. Having those comments, may I ask for an official adoption of the summary, starting with my colleagues on the Spanish channel.
We agree, yes.
Thank you. Dev, I'm sure you've seen this meeting somewhere. You weren't the last meeting, but I believe you got a sense of
yes.
it. I'm speaking to me.
Yes, I got it. Yes, I did. And I'm reading the. I'm on the wiki right now, looking at the meeting summary.
Okay. And Vanda?
Yes.
You see the meeting summary. Can I
yes.
take it for granted that you are agreeing with the adoption of the summary
yes.
as is?
Yes.
Thank you very much. The summary of the meeting, last meeting, is therefore adopted. The next item is a review of the current status of ALS application. As you know, we had two ALS applying from the region for accreditation. One of them... I can't find my paper. Adair from Colombia, I think it was. And another from Argentina. The ALS from Argentina in the last vote of the ALAC was accepted. The Colombian ALS, there is still some information outstanding that the ALAC Secretariat has been in touch with them. It has not been received, so until such time, that appointment is held. You should know, though, that the regional advisory has come back positive for both applicants.
Carlton.
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. I saw that you had asked, I think ISOC, for their view. But I'm just curious how the regional advice can be yes when sort of fundamental elements of the application are unconfirmed or unknown.
Well,
is this a well-known organization? Or?
Well, from what I understand, we asked the ISOC Latin America to do the baseline inquiry for us, and the Mr. Belangama from the ISOC Latin America office actually sent an email after a couple of weeks to say that based on the information received by them, they were confident that they were real applicants. There was also, I think it's mostly documentation with respect to the Colombian. They needed the information, the website information, I think, was incorrect.
Well, there's a fair amount more than that missing. The only caution I would make here is that I can understand why one would ask an ISOC, the ISOC regional office for view on an ISOC chapter, but ISOC does not actually have any, there is no relation between ISOC and how at-large structure applications are judged. So I would just caution you all, you can set up your own rules to some extent with how you judge applications, but I would be careful of allowing a third party who doesn't actually have great familiarity with the ALS application process to have a role in judging applications for a community by an organization that is not connected to ISOC.
Well, yes, that's a ticklish issue, Nick, and as you know, there's been broader discussions about this on the channel, on the lists, as you know. The issue of regional advice is really very tricky, as I have noted in my comments on that. The fact is that we do not have membership in every single state that is a part of this region. And that poses a difficulty because we don't have anybody that we know who could say these persons are. It's mostly public information that's available. And so you use the public information that's available and see how best you can craft something together. The reasoning, we thought long and hard about asking a third party, but based on the discussions on the list, the consensus view was that given the requirement for regional advice as it stands now, imperfect as that is, then it would be better for us to ask a seemingly neutral party with some level of respect in the region to perform a due diligence on our behalf. And that is how ISOC Latin America got into the picture. It was on recommendation. I had proposed that we find somebody to help us to do that. And I tell you why it was important to do that. Because in one instance, there was a connected party in the membership of that ALS. And that's already a member in another organization.
Right.
And so we wanted to at least have another level of scrutiny to it. This brings to the fore the real difficulty in the regional advice part of the ALAC accreditation process. As I have said on the list, in our region, there are very few people we know who are familiar with the issues that we can call on. Not that there might not be lots of others, but with respect to the ICANN agenda and the LACRALA processes and knowing what is going on and how the ALS application process works, most of the persons, the natural constituents that we could ask for comment are connected parties. That's just a structural issue. And therefore, it is quite likely that we will have to take a policy change on this portion of the ALS process. And I know that it's already on the agenda for the ALAC, and we certainly will have some fulsome discussion at Paris in ALAC about this.
No, I certainly understand entirely your logic. By the way, I'm asked to remind those not speaking on both channels to mute yourself using *6, as there is apparently a line on the Spanish channel that is causing a great deal of noise. My only point was that it's a fundamental right of this community to judge who becomes a member of it. And to the extent you allow a third party who may not actually understand the criteria by which such judgments are made to make or influence decisions for you, you are giving someone else a good deal of influence over who you are. And I can certainly see, I mean, I know Sebastian is a long-standing member of At Large, but I would just caution you all that the written guidelines about how to judge an application post-date his active involvement. And so it would be useful if you're going to rely on him just to ensure that he is familiar with the criteria now.
Yeah.
And more importantly, since it was pretty obvious that the application wasn't complete as regards the new and written criteria, I can understand how he might be looking at the application based on his previous knowledge of the old unwritten process. Perhaps. I'm not certain of this, of course, but not the new version.
To respond to that before I ask, confirm who joined the Spanish channel. Yes, you are quite right that that was a consideration, but in order to the best due diligence we could at the point was to actually send the criteria that we were using to judge the applicants to Sebastian. So in this case, I know he was familiar with the criteria because I personally shared them with him when I made the request on behalf of Lacrallo. So, but the larger point is certainly taken that someone outside of the Lacrallo space who might be asked to do due diligence for a membership application on our behalf may have undue influence on the process. That possibility is certainly there, and we accept that that is one of the major weaknesses of the current process.
No, certainly no offense is intended to Sebastian, who I have great...
No, I know that, no, Mick, and I'll say that on your behalf. There's been no offense to that. We had a long discussion. I think what we're doing here, Nick, as you know, is to catch up other members who may not have been following the list on this specific issue. Are there any comments?
Yes, this is Sebastian Ricciardi. I joined the English channel because I think it was some problems with my phone and the Spanish channel.
Say your name again, please.
Sebastian Ricciardi.
Oh, Sebastian, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
Good morning. My understanding about the consultations that has been done to Sebastian Villagamba, Sebastian and I talked about a little bit about this issue, and from my understanding, it was a normal consultation. I mean, if an ISOC chapter from this region present an application to the Lacrallo or to the ELAC through the Lacrallo, it's completely natural for the due diligence process to consult ISOC and trying to find out whether the chapter was a recognized chapter or not. And I don't see a problem in doing such a thing. And I don't think that we are moving the process to a third party. But it's only a consultation that it's needed and it should be encouraged.
My point was really that the applicant in question was not an ISOC chapter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, if
it was not an
ISOC chapter,
yeah,
would be a very obvious.
Yeah.
To ask ISOC.
Let me just reiterate. The applicants were not ISOC chapters, but I certainly felt, and certainly it was the view of the consensus of the ALAC when it came up, that given the lack of knowledge in Lacrallo itself about at least one member, which is the member from Colombia, we've never had a Colombian affiliate. It was felt that an entity such as ISAC Latin America, who may have extensions into Colombia already, may have been helpful for us. And and we understood what the outliers were, what the difficulties might have been. But at the time, and I still do believe that that was probably the best we could do, given the circumstances.
Yeah. Carlton, Nick, Pablo should give us some support on that and give us some overview about the people from each region in Latin America. Nick?
Yes, I'm just reminded that we should all identify ourselves by name. This is Nick. Speaking as the Spanish channel. We all sound like the same person on the Spanish channel. If I understand your question correctly, Vanda, are you asking what information was not supplied in their application?
What I ask it, Vanda speaking, what I ask him is if it Pablo from the outreach group from ICANN shouldn't give us some other view about any applicant that is coming to ALAC or proposed to ALAC, because he's around this region and know a lot of people involved on internet issues, and we should ask him for a second opinion in each applicant. Could be one thing that we have in hand. He is working in this area of the world and dealing with all those people connected with ICANN. It's a good opinion that we could have from him.
Yes, Vanda. Go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think you're going to say the same thing I was going to say, Carlton, which is, this is Nick speaking, and Carlton, Sylvia is raising her hand to speak. When an application comes in and the due diligence form is prepared, the regional liaison for the region the applicant is from is always asked to review the application to provide any additional information they may have about the organization.
Yes, that is true. That is part of the current process, and I should tell you that in this case there were opinions posted from Pablo on both applicants. We were just trying to extend the due diligence beyond that as part of the regular process.
Yeah.
I gather, Sylvia,
that's the second opinion.
Yes, that's exactly right, Vanda. I gather Sylvia on the Spanish channel is raising her hand. Sylvia?
No, I only had the doubt that who had said... who was talking, but Matthias told me that it was Carlton.
Oh, okay.
But now the answer, they have responded. However, I have a comment. This is gentleman from Argentina.
Okay.
Sergio? Sí, dígame.
Sergio Salinas Porto.
This is Sergio from Argentina. I would like to say that we have contact with our friends in Colombia, where they have exposed their concern because they didn't have communication with them about their coming to Arbalo. And espera un momentico. Sergio, disculpe un momentico. ¿Podría repetir eso último que dijo? Un momentico, déjame nada más seleccionar el canal adecuado. Okay, Sergio,
siga. I'm taking Sergio, still speaking.
Yeah, sir. De los 10 años. We, this is Sergio still. It is very clear that approximately about 8 or 10 years they have been working in Colombia in trying to get a better quality of digital in the region. I was kind of late and I apologize, but I don't understand what happened or why they haven't applied as an organization at large in at La Corralo.
Let me, Sergio, this is Carlton. Let me just answer that. The application was duly received and assessed by the ALAC Secretariat. There were bits and pieces of information on that application that needed to be confirmed. The letter went out, the email went out back to the organization. This is a Colombian organization requesting the clarifications. So far as I know, and Nick may be able to help me here, or Matthias, that response is still outstanding.
The answer should come from where? From Colombia?
From Colombia, yes. From the applicant themselves.
Very well.
Okay.
That's fine. That's what I wanted to know. We're going to get in touch with them because, in fact, throughout all this time, we have motivated this organization who has a lot of work in Colombia for them to join ICANN in their country. And we don't understand. They were very anxious to participate in the in ICANN. And we're going to take it upon ourselves to get in communication, in touch with them. Tomorrow we're going to have the International Day of Internet, and they are leading that as a technical office in Colombia, and we'll be working with them in America Latina.
Thank you, Sergio. That intervention would be greatly appreciated.
Carlton.
Okay.
Yes.
If they have any kind of communication, I'm going to ask them to answer.
Very well. Nick?
This is Nick speaking. We'd be happy to provide a copy of the email with the questions, which
right.
We wrote to them in Spanish.
Yeah.
To Sergio, if that will help. Because it may be that Sergio knows the answers.
It may be. And that we can do, Nick, because I'm aware that the email went out, and I'm aware that it was in Spanish. That's one of the good things about having Matthias on board. And so I know that the communication was sent. The last time I checked my box, there was nothing received, at least not through Matthias. And I believe Matthias is usually very punctual when it comes to informing me of what he has seen.
Sebastián Ricciardi.
Left.
This is... If you send the information again, I will ask you as much as possible, because we have problems with... connection in our organization. If you please send it to my private box, Salinas Porto, yahoo.com.
Salinas Porto.
Salinas Porto.
Mm-hmm. At yahoo.com.
.ar. It's in the chat.
Okay.
Okay. This is Pablo in. This is Pablo Hinojosa. May I make a comment?
Yes, Pablo.
I wanted to answer a little bit of what Wanda was saying, in the role of our role in the case of Colombia, in order to for the topic of the process of the, we're restructuring with Matias and Frederick the process of due diligence, and in that sense it is important if there is a role as a regional connection, we could they could afford something important. And many times, sometimes we don't know directly those associations who apply for it, and we only do a process of you know, checking the public information. But still, I'm willing to continue reviewing these applications, but I think it's better to have contact, first-hand contact. If we don't know them, then it has to be like share with the organization in order to obtain the necessary information.
Thank you, Pablo, for that view, because that is precisely the Secretariat's view. The Secretariat's view is that where we come up short from our own resources, which is to say the ALAC through the regional liaison or the Secretariat through the RALO links in the region, I believe it's appropriate to ask another respected organization for views. I really do believe that in the current framework for AL's attachment, I really believe that is just another level of due diligence, and I think it is a reasonable thing to do.
I agree. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that was Vanda speaking. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So we now move to the new business items on the agenda, the LACRALO accountability framework. Members will recall that I had requested that we look at the portion of the ALAC accountability framework for possible adoption as the nucleus of an accountability framework for LACRALO. I had pushed the portion that I considered important on the list, but unfortunately it was in English, and I believe this document is so important that we should have it in Spanish also. I subsequently requested help from ALAC Secretariat for a translation of this document. It's important for us to have an official translation to ensure that we get the meaning and the tense right. Nick and Matthias agreed to it, but because of the pressures of work, it has not become available yet. I was told this very week that by the end of this week it should be available. So as soon as that is available, I am going to push it to the list again, and we are going to mount it on the wiki for your comments so that we can begin to work earnestly in having an accountability framework for LACRALO. Comments?
Carlton?
Yes, Nick.
Nick speaking. Just one point of clarification. The document that will be available later this week is the other set of minutes in Spanish. The reason why the accountability framework is only available in English still is because a number of key amendments are needed to the Code of Conduct section, which is overly it's overly broad. It's much broader than was intended, and the Office of the Legal Counsel helpfully provided some revisions for at-large to consider, for ALAC to consider, which I simply, because I was 2 weeks in Marina Del Rey, have been unable to incorporate and retransmit to ALAC. So as soon as I've done that, I will order the translation for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you very Nick, very much for that intervention. So just to repeat what Nick has said, we have a slight delay in our ability to have a Spanish document available for the accountability framework, but we are working on it, and it will be with us in due course. In the meantime, I don't think that the document was intended to give us a substrate, a starting point from which to frame and work. But I believe that there are members who would have ideas about what other issues might be involved in terms of an accountability framework for this region. So I would still urge you to push them on the list so we can begin to air those issues even before we have an official translation of the document we are getting from ALAC. Comments, please.
No, okay. Let's do that.
That was Vanda speaking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vanda. Are there any comments from our colleagues on the Spanish channel?
Sylvia. Oh, never mind. Sylvia's been disconnected and they're trying to reconnect her.
Okay.
Yes, this is Basalio. José Basalio.
Yes, José.
Sí, díganos, José. This is mostly a question because we have improved a lot in terms of communication in the flow of information in Spanish, but it'll be interesting that we have goals, that this is the object that we're trying to reach in terms of the flow of information in Spanish, because it's been a while in which we've been talking about this this effort, and in fact we have improved, and I should acknowledge that information is much more accessible than before. Nonetheless, I think that we should have some sort of goal. I think that the support that we have has improved a lot, and we are very thankful for it, but let's try to establish some sort of goal or have something more concrete in order to invite more people to work or to discuss or to give their opinions about this document. That's my comment.
Thank you, Jose. That comment is well taken. It is precisely for that reason why we actually circulated the document on the La Corrala discuss list almost a month ago, more than a month ago. But we are so keen to have more discussion about it that we thought it would be important to have it in Spanish also. And that's the point I'm making. I do believe that having the list, having documents in Spanish really does improve the communication flow, and it also gives members a greater opportunity to understand the issues and therefore hopefully increase their participation in discussion of these kinds of policy issues.
Carlton?
Yes.
This is Nick. In connection with multilingualism, I would like to draw Lakralo members' attention to a survey that will be held on multilingualism in ICANN, and in particular, it is aimed at those who do not speak English fluently. The survey will shortly be posted on ICANN.org. We will post the Spanish and the English announcements in the mailing list. If all of you could fill in the survey, it's very simple. It's checking boxes, and there are times when you may key in a narrative response, but it should only take a few minutes. And if you could also forward it to others who may not be a part of the Lakralo list, but who would use ICANN information, were it to be in Spanish, that would be a great help, as internally the budget discussions for the next fiscal year are going on, and the more demand there is from the community for non-English texts at this precise time, the more likely it is that ICANN will be able to do more in this regard.
Thank you for that intervention, Nick. I just want to put a point, an even more aggressive point to what Nick is saying. We really need the interaction between members and ICANN to influence the policy decisions that are taken by ICANN. And it goes to the next item in the agenda, which is the policy agenda items now in the comment period. I am urging all our members to follow the policy documents that are posted on the wiki and on the web, on the ALAC website, as well as the Lakralo, links to Lakralo. And you will see that the policies that are under discussion and the comment periods are listed. It is important for us as individuals to make our comments. The teleconferences we have also is an important way to give a consensus opinion on any of these issues to move forward to the ALAC. And one of the things I would want to recommend is those of you who have not signed up for the electronic updates when changes are made to the workspace, I would urge you to do so. I know that some of the documents are not yet available in Spanish, but I still believe that there is enough understanding of the issues, even in English, for some of us to at least participate. And it is very important for you to sign up for notification so that when issues are placed on the web or when you are automatically notified, and you can make a comment that way. That is outside of the channels of the Lakralo Secretariat bringing some issues to your attention, or our ALAC representatives doing the same. Comments? Okay, there being no comment, I just want to add one other thing to that. The ALAC maintains a page of the issues that is under consideration, and they also request indication from members as to what items are of greater importance to them. It also allows you to add issues that you deem important but you do not see reflected on this list. It's the ALAC top 10 issue space, and it's on the ALAC website. Now, here's the thing that is important. Please remember that ALAC is not just a regional organization, but it is worldwide membership. And when we signify our acceptance of an item as important or add an item that is important, we extend the ability of this region to form consensus views with other regions. That is makes a more powerful statement to ICANN so that these issues then receive priority treatment from ICANN. That's the way it works. And so I'm urging again that we do pay attention to the ALAC agenda and the ALAC list. It is a way for us to influence what is discussed and how our views are transmitted through ALAC to ICANN. The third item on the agenda is the Lac Rallo General Assembly, an update. Just to say that we've had several discussions between the last teleconference and now, between myself and Frederick. Frederick is working with us on developing the proposal. There's lots of information that needs to be captured. And we are working together. As a matter of fact, we're going to speak later on this morning about the GA. That said, it seems that the window of opportunity for a June conference is fast receding. So I'm not so sure that we could have a GA before the Paris meeting. But we continue to work on it with the help of Frederick from the ALAC Secretariat. And we will inform members as to what is available as soon as we have something important to communicate. Comments, please. I'm assuming there's no comment. I'll move now to the next item, and that is a date for the Lac Rallo June conference. Members will recall that this Lac Rallo teleconference is a standing conference for the third Thursday of each month. So our next teleconference would be literally a couple days before the beginning of the ICANN Paris meeting. The idea is that if there's anything portentous, anything that is very important that may come up from the Lac Rallo membership, that should be input to the Paris meeting. That would not give us enough time. So the proposal is that we shift just for next month the monthly teleconference to the second Thursday of the month. Second Thursday of the month. Do we have any supporting information for this?
Yeah, I believe it's a good idea, first of all, to have it fixed, and second, to give us some time before the meeting to maybe organize our position for the Paris meeting.
Thank you. That was Vanda speaking. Vanda is agreeing that it would be appropriate for us to shift the meeting to the second Thursday of next month, because she, in her opinion, it would give us more time to gather information or any late-breaking information so that it could be input to the Paris meeting through our ALAC representatives. Vanya supports the action.
Yes.
Can I hear from my friends in the Spanish channel?
Habla Sergio Salinas de Argentina. I agree. This is Rudy. I also agree. Silvia, I agree as well. That would be June the 12th, right?
That is correct,
yeah.
Yes. So Cynthia, Rudy, Sergio, all agree that this is important and we should move it to the second Thursday. Jose, you had a suggestion? Probably Jose is no longer with us. Jose Barcelo. Jose Luis Barcelo.
Apparently not.
Okay. What about Vladimir Davalos? Is Vladimir with us?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is José Luis Barcelo. It seems that the communication got lost a little bit.
Okay. So all right, the consensus view is then that
I support the motion to have the conference second Thursday as well.
Wonderful. So the motion is carried. We will have the June teleconference on the second Thursday in June, which is the 12th June,
yes,
at the same time. Okay, the final item on the agenda, any other business? Is there any other business, I ask the members, starting with our colleagues on the Spanish channel?
I would like to ask a question. This is Silvia.
Yes, Silvia.
Silvia from Brazil. Sí, Silvia, diga. I would like to know if there is a specific date for the meeting, for the General Assembly, if something has been discussed in the previous meeting since I wasn't able to attend.
If I understand, Sylvia's question is she wants to know if the specific date was set for the General Assembly, Lakrala General Assembly, that is, in the last meeting. And yes, we had discussed the meeting for actually the 3rd to the 12th and the 13th of June. That was the tentative date. Unfortunately, because of the delay in the funding and getting funding for this meeting, as you know, that's one of the major challenges we face. As I said earlier on, I don't believe that that date is any longer possible. I will speak to Frederick later on after this meeting. We don't believe that, as it is right now, I am not hopeful that everything will be in place for us to have the meeting at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Any other issue from members?
I have something, Carlton, briefly.
Yes, Nick.
There will shortly be a briefing by members of the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, probably in 2 weeks' time. It will be providing information on what FastFlux hosting is and how it is used and how it affects Internet end users. For those who don't know, there was an ESSAC advisory posted about FastFlux hosting. It is available in English.
Excuse me, Nick?
Yes?
Could you repeat that a little bit slower, because I missed part of it.
Of course. The Security and Stability Advisory Committee, ESSAC, has posted an advisory on FastFlux hosting, and there will be a telephonic briefing in English, French, and Spanish arranged for the at-large community in approximately 10 days, which will also be recorded for those who are unable to attend the meeting in person. FastFlux hosting, for those who don't know, is a practice whereby the DNS is misused to prevent criminal activity from being shut down by moving the IP address of a host every few minutes on a continuous basis to prevent notice and takedown. That's a very brief summary of what it is. This subject is now going to be a pub policy development process in the GNSO, which was just begun. It will be debated considerably at the Paris meeting, and the practice of FastFlux hosting is seen as one that disproportionately affects the Internet end-user community because it is used by criminal elements to facilitate phishing and farming. So we hope that many members of LACRALA will be able to participate in both French and Spanish in the call to learn more about this activity.
Thank you, Nick. Are there any additional questions for Nick on this issue of FastFlux hosting?
Yes, this is Rudy.
I'm not hearing.
Yes, this is Rudy. I would like to obtain all this information through email. When the this information, if it is recorded, to have it accessible.
Yes, Rudy, we will. Please assure him that we will make sure that the information goes out on.
We would like to have that information accessible.
And on the web.
It's very important.
We will make sure it goes out on the list, but I would also recommend and urge again that all members sign up for notification updates from the LACRALO and ALAC wikis and websites. It's a very easy thing to do, and that ensures that you don't miss anything that may be happening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Okay, there be no other comments. It is 14:25 by my time. I want to thank all of you for participation this month. We take note of the agenda items that we are supposed to have an action from. Hopefully this meeting summary will be available in very quickly in both English and Spanish to you. They will be posted on the websites. I ask you to ensure that you have notification set up for the websites and wikis, and we will talk to you next month. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Vanda. Thank you so much.
Have a nice time.
You too.
We keep in touch by me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How are you?
Frederick, you stay on?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Just remember, the call is being recorded, guys. So
yes.
You might want to, Frederick, you might want to just ring Carlton directly.
Oh.
Otherwise, when people listen to the audio, they'll be listening to...
Yes, of course, I forgot that.
actually, we're not going to talk substance, Carlton. I just wanted to know your availability of answering to a questionnaire that I have, because obviously, if we have to...
I'm not hearing Frederick, though, Nick.
It's very quiet. I suggest you just ring Carlton, Frederick. Neither of us can hear you. I'm going to hang up, though.
Yeah, and Fred, would you do me a favor and ring me at 876?
Nick.
Left.
876? 969?
Yeah.
1963.
Okay, just stay with me. I'm going to check if I can ring it, because I think that
No, I am on that. I am on this phone now.
Ah, okay, but let me try if I can, so you will certainly receive.
I tell you what, Fred. Would you give me a chance to move to my office, and I will, if you can call me on my mobile.
Vanda.
If you can call me on my
Vanda
mobile.
Yes.
876-383-3964. If you call me half an hour on my mobile.
Left.
Okay.
876-383-3964.
Okay? Give me half an hour, and then you call me on my mobile.
Carlton, it's going to take like 30 seconds. Okay,
well, probably just say it.
Yes. So as I said, not really substance. I just want to know your availability of responding to a questionnaire that I am working on it now, in order to facilitate maybe a proposal that I can submit it to you.
Okay, that kind of thing. Just send me an email. Just shoot me an email. I will see it much quicker, and I have a set of things to look at.
Okay, very good. So I will send you an email certainly today.
Okay, very well. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Carlton.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm hanging up now.
Frederick de Boulle.
Left.
Carlton.
Left.
Oswego operator.
Left.
Hello, is this meeting over? Hello? Hasta luego igualmente.
Spanish interpreter.
Left.